Welcome back to another session of our Deadlands Noir, the Dark Heart of the City campaign. This is session 14 in one recording. Tonight I'm joined by Nick, Stephen, Chris, Sharon, and Jameis. Hopefully you are all receiving this episode in good order as I've just completed the migration of the podcast to a new hosting site. With luck, the change will be transparent to you if all my redirects and linking magic worked as it should. Our homepage and RSS feed have changed as well, but all the older links should bring you to the right place still. With this episode, we're caught up to our story arc in Deadlands Noir. The next episodes will be set in the same campaign with Nick running as Game Master for several one-shot adventures. Enjoy this Deadlands Noir, Session 14. All right, well, we are back for another Deadlands Noir, the Dark Heart of the City campaign. This should be session 14, interlude session. We find out the fate of, at least how Officer Figgs responds to now being a very wanted man. Tonight, we have Jameis reprising his role as...
Anise Verlaine, cute young girl with a cat. Also a psychic, wanted by the government, but just doesn't tell people that. And that's about all I can remember, really.
Also, the cat might be possessed by something.
And Nick, chuckling in the background, reprising his role as...
I will be playing Jack Vance, grifter, who is out for vengeance for the brutal murder of his family. Young man, possibly 18, possibly, but a very charming young man.
Old.
Yep. He just has one of those honest faces that you want to trust.
And Sharon.
I'll be playing Franny Lewis, the best nightclub singer in all of the New Orleans area. And I'd love to throw Jack Vance in front of me to take the punches that people throw my way.
And Chris.
I'm playing Officer Figgs, the good doer cop that is
cutting out frequently.
yeah, crappy connection with.
Wow.
Oh my.
Oh, Lord. Why?
Hang your cell phone out a window, man. Chris, you there? Here we go.
Yeah, I'm here. It's closer to.
No, wow. You're not closer.
You might want to adjust your sensitivity settings.
Yeah. They're way low. Oh, Lord, please.
We were having so many connection problems tonight, folks. We are trying out Discord because Skype is not working for the entire group. Chris, you're talking, but we're not hearing. Check your COG settings. Check the sensitivity of your microphone. Probably want to make it more sensitive.
I apologize, listening audience. This is all my fault for being here.
Well, let's go on to...
That is actually, to be honest.
The mysterious guest voice.
Yes, introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. I am Steven, and I will be playing Flynn Nevada, a hobo prize fighter who is a destitute smuck. He will fight for a sandwich.
And while we're doing this, since you may come back, you may not, depending on what your schedule is or like, of course, link yourself to at least one other person in here. So who would most be likely to know a rail running hobo prize fighter?
I mean, my character has cities. It has...
Wow.
So I might be the best traveled amongst the group.
That is true.
Nope, the hobo is.
Well, yes, before you came. Before you came. Although I am a little murderous. I am going to throw that out there. So that you know that
you bring the murder, I bring the hobo.
Yeah, I typically am in the city to kill someone. So, you know.
All right, cool. Let's link you with Nick's character then. Perhaps you have ridden the rails together at some point in the past.
Yes.
Have to get it out of Dodge somehow.
Yeah, I do.
Just point out, neither Stephen nor Bert are in Roll20.
Yes, I am not currently there.
I don't think I've been given a link.
Yep. You're free to roll your own physical dice if you want. That's pretty much all we're using, the Roll 24. I mean, I've got some pictures and maps up there, but none of it's incredibly important.
No.
I will trust somebody else to roll my dice for me and tell me what they are.
All right, that'll work.
Freeze me up to stare at my notepad.
Am I coming through okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only person who is not coming through now is Chris. Chris?
He's working on it.
Oh, you're still working.
Technical question. My parry is 2 plus half my fighting.
Yes.
I have a D6. Would that mean it's a 1
three.
Or 3?
It's a 3. Yep.
Although a D6 is really low. Our characters are currently at XP 47.
I don't know what that means for me, as I have only starter character stats.
Okay, so that means that you would have.
Yeah, for now, just get the basics down. You can advance your character as we're playing, as you're thinking about things. But I just want you to have like a feel for who he is and have his basic stats down. Okay, so I do believe that. The last time we played, you guys had decided to get the heat off your back to head out to Manchac. Yes, I saw what Chris said.
We split the party.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you want us to kind of do a recap?
Go ahead. We'll give Chris some time to get things up and working. Go ahead. Give us a recap.
Okay. So we had the fallout of our raid on the shelter, or on the place where we rescued the girls. The place was a factory that was owned, or a warehouse of, or a building owned by this evil witch of a woman. And we were trying to see what was going on at that said place. I was not there for this. So the party managed to save about 20 or so young girls who were all very finely dressed and appeared not to have a will of their own. And so much so that when ordered to murder someone, they literally ripped him limb from limb and did so immediately.
I think it was quite terrifying. Stop him or distract him or something.
Well, and they just murdered him. They succeeded.
You say he's not distracted?
The several pieces of him. So, at that point in time, it was decided to also, he's muted, so someone could let him know that. Oh, anyways, it was decided that we needed to take care of these girls because the police would not be able to. So we took them. Well, after some discussion, actually, real quick, we took them back to Jameis's place. Jameis is also a hobo, and Jameis's place is a prison. So we tried to do some tests to see, you know, whether or not we could snap them out of their zombified state or their willless state, and pretty much failed altogether. And then everybody decided that they were going to get to sleep. That's when Sharon's friend, who was a reporter, who she kind of sort of tried to seduce a couple of episodes back, kind of sort of didn't, is weird. He called and he said, "Hey, we have a breaking story. Your friend, who is the cop, who is Chris's character, is going to be arrested for, you know, breaking and entering and the murder of all these people." And we were like, "What murder of people?" He was like, "Oh, yes, all these people got murdered at X address." We were like, "Oh, no, our friend is being set up." So our friend and our local bootlegger decided to hightail it to a previous adventure point called Manchac, where we had managed to save some people's lives and disrupt a great evil that was living there. On the other hand, myself and Jameis' character, Anise Villain, decided that we're going to try to go to someone that I know who knows some Voodoo. His name is the Hogan of the Crossroads. And he knows me as the Shadow of Legba. And we went there, and that's when I discovered some stuff about Dragon. And we also discovered that Anise doesn't have a soul, which is somewhat disturbing. And I made a deal with the Hogun that I would, you know, basically pay off whatever girl's debt to save them, which was a long and agonizing decision because I'm a selfish bastard who is out there to, you know, avenge his family's murder. So, yeah. So, myself and Anise just left the Hogun, and what was Biggs and Kailu are out in Manchac. I believe, I don't know where Franny is. So that's what I remember.
Yeah. And Anise revealed to Jack that she was bored because she thinks Jack will know what it means. Whether or not Jack does know what that means is a different question.
Jack did succeed on his role to know what that means. And Jack also revealed some about his horrible family's murder and so on and so forth. And the fact that he's what is colloquially known as a grifter. So Anise and Jack have bonded. Yeah.
Okay. And Chris, let's see if we can hear you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes!
Oh, finally.
All right. Did anybody from the last episode have anything they want to add? Chris, anything you wanted to add?
Oh, gosh. I was accused of being in conjunction with the White Slave Ring. That's what they're trying to nail me for.
And there was a dead girl in your closet.
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
Yep.
Basically, you hit pretty much everything on the head, you know, all the notes that I have.
Yeah, there is also this horrible lieutenant who is pretty deep into the pocket of the mayor. You know, these people who we're going against roll deep, and we do not roll that deep. And we are in some real trouble here.
And they do seem to be very well connected, yes.
Yes, and there's going to be a whole lot of dead people by the time we're done with this. And then we're probably going to be amongst the corpses. So,
That is not good.
I mean, you know, y'all did decide to do what you did, so, you know.
Sharon, did you have anything you wanted to add from Franny's point of view?
No, actually, I don't.
Okay, good enough.
Did you hear last session, Sharon?
Yeah, actually, she may not have been, actually.
No, I was not.
Yep.
Oh, I remember what we did with Sharon's character last session. Because she wasn't here, we said that she went off with a cop, and then...
Oh, that's right, yeah, she went off, she was escorted away with the police, that's right.
And then, yeah, well...
Oh, yeah! Oh, sorry for you.
So yes, you're currently being held at the police station.
No, that was not where we ended. We ended with her with blood spattered clothes waking up and going,
"Yep,
I don't remember."
Exactly. Yes.
Yep. Yep. That's how it ended.
Yes, your Manitou took over, and you chomped on the police officer.
You know, his body disappeared. That's all we need to know.
Gone.
It's
fabric, so it's good dental floss, right?
Yeah. So I imagine at some point, Nick, your character is going to have a message left on your phone with a very
God, I hope not.
With Franny not knowing where she is, blood all over her. Walking an unfamiliar street and having found a payphone. Let's see. And Chris, you and Kailu had taken off just to get you out of the city.
Yes.
Yep.
To Manchac.
And I need some time to rest.
Yes.
And heal my wounds.
You are pretty banged up.
Yes.
Yeah, that all happened. That ended the morning of October the 4th. Okay, so let's just get this thing started here. I'm gonna just take some leeway with your characters, Nick. You, as you normally do, you check your messages, and you have two outstanding messages from your phone service. One of them is an old friend happened to have gotten to town on the rails today and is trying to look you up. Needs a place to hang his hat for a little bit. This will be your character, Stephen. What's his name?
Flynn, Nevada.
Flynn, Nevada.
Okay. Rail riding hobo fighter extraordinaire. All
right. So, yeah, what do you ask of your old buddy that you who's told you to look him up anytime and has given you this phone messaging service?
Jack Vance, is there a sandwich and a place to sleep?
I'd look at
well, it's expensive, so that's all I got to say. Click.
Yep. And Sharon, what message do you leave? What message does Franny leave on the answering service? Again, I reiterate, you're covered with blood. You're it's early morning, like sun's not even up yet. You're on an unknown street. You're not exactly sure where you are, but there's this payphone here.
Is there like a gas station or someplace around where I can like get a reference of where I'd be?
Sure, but this early in the morning, the gas station isn't opened.
I don't need to know.
There is a gas station. We'll say that's where the phone is. You got a pay phone outside of a gas station.
Does the gas station have a name?
Sydney's.
Hi, Jack. I'm really sorry to call you this early in the morning, but I'm at Sydney's gas station. I don't know what happened. Can you please come get me? I think I'm in trouble. Thanks. Click.
Okay. So I believe Anise sees that moment in his face where all of his hopes and ambitions have come teetering rather than being that solid thing he had hoped they were.
And as you finish listening to the last message, you get since this is all done by live people, you have a lady break into your and break in after she's relaying the message that, oh, it seems that you have another message being left here. Officer Figgs, you've made it successfully out of town. You're in Manshack right now. News hasn't appeared here yet because the morning paper hasn't arrived. So you're using their one and only public phone to make this call. So what are you telling Jack?
Oh, things are going down that are going to be pretty bad. Kailu and I, we ran out to the one place where we were before.
Yeah, keep in mind that you're talking to a live person who's relating this message live. Yeah, just keep that in mind.
Yeah. We're out here, going to rest up a bit. Maybe you could grab the gang and come out. Can I just leave it at that?
We'll also say, Officer Figgs, that you still have the key to that fishing shed that you guys stayed in last time.
Okay. Yeah, we're in the shed. We're going to be at the shed, the little fishing shed that we have.
All right. So, Anise.
Yes?
Do you know where Sydney's is?
Anyone who has streetwise is...
Yep, I got streetwise.
Feel free to give me a roll.
Yeah, you. I might know it, but this is your city, not my city.
Yeah, shouldn't be a problem. Boink. Yeah. Nothing amazing.
That's out in the French quarters, down by Decatur, near the docks, that actually is odd, because you remember her being taken away in a police car, and that's nowhere near a precinct. Nowhere near a precinct.
So, where are we roughly located?
Okay, so you're at the old prison.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I believe, where was that, JMS? That's up in Tremaine?
That's one of those numbered ones. I'll have to look at the map to see, the full map to see what the...
Okay, so...
I think it's 9. It's either 9 or 6, I think.
Yeah, 9 looks reasonable. So we're going to... So there is, let's see. So let's.
It's 13 on the map, so it's just below where Jack Vance is.
There okay, you. So yeah. It's actually not that bad of a walk. So we're going to very, very swiftly run to old Sydney's and see how dear old Franny looks.
Yep. And to make this easier also, the Decatur line runs through there, and your hobo friend just got off. He jumped a train off by the Decatur line.
Excellent news.
Yeah, he's hanging out on the park benches there that are near the train station.
So as I run past, I go, come with me, Nevada.
You got a sandwich already? All right. I'm there. Let me just get my bundle.
Future sandwiches. I will pay you for a sandwich.
You're paying me in sandwich futures? I don't understand this economic mumbo-jumbo you're veracitying about. But I believe you, so here I come.
Didn't the bottom just drop out in the sandwich market?
You know.
Sandwich futures are looking bad. Real bad.
Would not surprise me. As we pull up on Franny and go
Sydney's gas station.
Yep. My God in heaven. All right.
Several blocks away. Let's say this whole thing took about an hour, so it's like 5 a.m. You know, you're about an hour away from sunrise.
So after looking at Franny, well,
you know, she is coated in dried blood, head to toe.
Well,
mother of God, what happened to you, little miss?
I don't know. Jack. Jack, can we go home now? Can you take me home now?
I think we're going to go to Manchek. Manchek is, you shouldn't be in the city. None of us should be in the city anymore. We need to leave.
No, we need to get the help for the girls.
The girls are being taken care of the Hogan. The Hogan of the Crossroads.
Weren't we taking the girls to the Hogan?
Yeah, we already did that.
Yeah, that was the last thing that was done last episode. He found he made a deal with the Hogan to look after them because they look like they need more than just medical help. Like something deep in their souls have been broken.
Mm-hmm. I don't think. Yes. Well, I thought we just arranged it. We hadn't actually done it.
No,
we can say we
we'll
done
say
it.
We did it.
We'll say we done it.
Make life easy on ourselves, and we'll say we did it.
Heaven above, Jack, what are you getting me into? What's with this little girl, and what are these other girls you talking about in a Hogan?
We're going to explain that on the train. So, you see that train that's about to leave? Franny, you ever jumped a train before?
I jumped off a train. I've never jumped on one.
Good news, you're going to learn something new today.
all right, we got novices with us? I best go for a show about how it's done.
Anise, you ever jumped on a train before?
Not recently.
Good news, you're going to get some new practice. Let's go.
Okay. Sure. I would like to see a let's get a roll from everybody. Let's see how well you are able to jump onto a train that's not at full steam yet. But it is moving.
Yep. I'm just rolling something else for the moment.
Could it be climbing?
Yes. Okay. Frenny and me have boosts to our speed, which will help.
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah, the speed boost.
As an old hat, it's part of your character description. If you saw him using climbing more, we can say that that could be like a specialty of the hobo. So sure, you can do that.
Oh.
If that's where you put your points.
Either that or gambling.
Yeah, what do you want?
You're a pretty poor boxer is what you're saying, without any athletics.
Was athletics an actual skill?
Yes, AGI. Agility.
Agility?
Agility. Yeah.
Let me move those over then.
Agility is your base stat.
Well, I know, but athletics is under agility, or is athletics just straight up agility?
Fighting would be the school you want for the fighting.
For boxing, yeah.
I can't remember what that started.
Which I got at a D10. From the list I was given, agility.
Yeah.
Okay. What school is it to get on the train?
Oh, just you can make me whatever would make sense for your character. Like if you think you're a strong kind of guy, then you're just going to just leap and, you know, use your body strength to pull on. And you can do that. You can do climbing. You can do some athletics of some sort, whatever you think your character would best be suited at using, some kind of physical skill.
Probably climbing.
Choice, because there's many different ways to board a train.
Okay. That's an unmodified agility test for me.
You have climbing, I believe. Do you not? Maybe you don't. Yes. No, I'm looking at Anissa's sheet.
Yeah, I got climbing, and I got climbing with a bonus. And
How about I just pay?
Well, it's already in the move, so paying isn't a thing. Looking at your skills for Franny, it does not look like you have anything.
I do not have.
Yeah.
That's why I said it's an unmodified agility skill.
It's
unskilled roll.
Yep. Well, you know.
So even at a -2, that's a success.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. And you've got sure the speed bonus, which I can't remember what it is. Anyway, there's probably more flavor than anything else at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. With a speed bonus, you easily keep up with the train, and you know, you just step on because you're fast enough doing it. Anybody fail miserably?
Well, we'll I see. Need somebody to roll for me.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I got a D10 agility, a D8 strength, and a climbing D6.
All right, so roll a two D6 for him, somebody.
I'll roll. Right. I've got a climbing D6. Oh, you don't.
Oh, know, I already. So. I there just we go. Rolled.
Okay.
I just rolled intimidate for it. Yep. Because I have a D6 in that. Yep. Yes, you succeed. I succeed as well.
Yep. Actually, Mr. Hobo succeeded very well with an 11. So, yeah, you're an old hat at this.
Showing the novices how it's done, you know.
All right.
Hand out and haul them on up if they need it.
So this particular train line is leaving the city. It will be passing through Manchek. So, yes, you hopped a train getting out of town just as you're seeing the very beginnings of orange in the sky as the sun starts coming up. You know that the morning's paper is going to hold a lot of dread for you folk.
Jack, you didn't have to bring like a kerchief and some water or something. I think I need to clean off a bit.
You do. You're
looking at the amount of blood that's on her, and you think this lady's going to need a lot more than just a little bit of water.
I'm just going to go ahead and give you my professional opinion. You're going to need rivers. Like, you need to take a swim. So, what happened to you?
I don't remember.
Last thing you remembered is that you were being taken into custody, and you were put in the back of a police car. That was the last thing you remember.
The coppers were bringing me in for something. I don't remember what, but after that, it's all blank.
I tell you what, you are starting to smell something fierce, I gotta say. And that's coming from me, who don't get too many showers.
So
I give him a side eye, a serious side eye.
Yeah. have you ever blacked out before like this?
Once or twice. Nothing serious.
Now, people who black out like that, there's only one type of people I know who black out like that. And end up murdering folk afterwards.
Murdering drunk. Folks?
You're drunks.
Murdering not folks? Drunk. What are you talking about murdering folks? I didn't murder anybody. Well,
you look like you murdered him and then some.
Sharon, give me a notice roll.
Hey, not too bad.
What's your roll?
A 5.
Yeah, 5. Okay. Yeah, there's blood underneath your nails. And there's something chewy, like stuck between one of your teeth. It's like some gristle. Like you must have stopped and eaten somewhere, you're thinking.
As I said, Mr. Vance, do you have like a canteen or something? Some water, bottle, something?
I will give her my bottle of booze that I keep on me. Perfect.
Whoa, whoa, whoa now! Don't be go sharing that good stuff. I got this plain old water. It's better than what I got. Here's some plain old dish water.
I'll take both and start washing myself off a bit.
At least dirt's quite nice. You could just spend a Benny and have, oh, there's a temp to be a change of clothes and something to clean up with it.
Actually, if you want to look around, you are in a boxcar. There are several crates in here. Looks like they're being delivered. A couple of them have Manchek addresses on them.
I'm going to look and try to open things that I can't, that aren't too difficult to open. I don't want to make a lot of noise. But okay. If I can find some clothing or something, I will definitely swap out.
There are some tools nearby that they had used to fasten the crates to the walls, etc., with some rope so they wouldn't bang around. With that, you're able to pop off some lids. It looks like they're resupplying the local store, and so you've got things like lanterns and bars of wax, some soap. There's some shawls. You were able to get some bits and pieces of clothing enough to cover yourself up.
Some soap. I'm going to use some of that and wash up a bit.
Yeah, okay.
And you boys turn around and look the other way.
Well, ma'am, I may be riding the rails, but I'm still a gentleman. Thank you very much, and I turn around.
All right. In the several hours that it takes for the train to make the drive to Manchek, you get yourself presentable enough. I mean, you definitely look like you don't look like you're so much covered with blood now as like you're soiled, like you spent a lot of time out working. like maybe you're a common laborer or something. Some of the extra clothes you found would kind of fit that as well. So it's not as conspicuous, but you definitely don't look like a woman of breeding right now.
That's okay.
The best you can do.
As long as I can get the gristle out between my teeth and my fingernails clean, it'll all work out.
Yep. Yeah, you're able to do so. You guys discussing anything else? It's a couple of hours for this train to get through to Manchester.
So I'm going to bring Hobo Man up to speed and tell him all that he just heard.
You're telling me the who and the what now?
Yeah, I'm telling you the who.
Steven hasn't listened to the podcast.
Right, but I just explained that we rescued a bunch of girls.
And then somebody got framed.
Zombie hell. And that our police officer friend got framed.
You're just leaving a man behind, a man of the law, who's your friend.
He's waiting for us.
Oh, well, that makes sense then.
That's where we're going. We're going to see him to reunite the party. So, yes.
Sure.
The conch has been sounded. So,
as we're traveling out the way, we see a certain car drive past back the other way. Hey, Carlo, come back. Oh, too late, you're gone.
Oh, no. Yes, and so, we're going to need to kill Miss Fool and, like, everybody involved in this.
Wait, kill who now? Miss
Fool. Oh, the woman who set up the whole zombie racket. You know, kidnapping people and making zombies out of them. That's not a forgivable thing.
Well, that's just not Christian.
I don't think they were zombies.
They were definitely, they were close enough to, something had taken their souls or suppressed their souls. And they were going to sell them to rich foreign men. That's wrong.
Well, apparently not having a soul isn't a problem for some of us.
I mean, I look down at Dragon. And then very, very quickly look. There I go. Yeah!
The dragon somehow has gotten some of Franny's blood on his paw, and he's just casually licking it.
I have got to figure out what is up with that cat. All right,
guys, so...
Is Dragon liking me now, or is Dragon still, like, hands-off-ish?
No, Dragon's always kind of liked you. Just fine.
Yeah.
I don't think he likes me anymore.
What do you mean, anymore?
I mean, you know, I like cats, man. Cats like me. I'm a people person.
Yeah, and what do you think Dragon is?
I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
The type of thing that, yeah. Not the type of thing I want to mess with. Anyway, so, I guess we should. So, Franny?
Yes?
So, did you notice, like, a body near you?
No.
A weapon?
No. I really don't know what happened, Jack.
Yeah, I don't know. Not a lot of women got strength enough to rip apart a man, which looks like what happened.
Really?
Really.
Not since Carolina Red on the southern-bound Boston trains, no.
Yeah, but that was... Well, that's not the best example to use because that was a demon from hell in a woman's body.
Well, those things happen. Can't blame a person for being a demon from hell these days.
Well, tell me about this Carolina Red. I mean, that's where I jumped out of the train was from the southern bound train from Boston.
Well, you see,
just thought she was Irish for the longest time.
Until she ripped a man in half and then started eating his corpse.
Huh.
Like I said, Irish.
Yes.
Remind me to take a roundabout way when I go to visit my parents.
Well, Carolina Red isn't so much more among the unliving anymore after me and good old Nevada got done with her.
Whew. I have never been beaten so badly. It's a good thing you came through for me in the clinch.
Yeah. I appreciate you taking that.
Well, there was a sandwich on the line, so I had no choice.
Speaking of sandwiches, we should get some.
You're hungry?
Oddly, Franny, you've actually never felt quite so sated before. You're actually you know, you're fine. You feel like you've had a really good meal recently.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure you boys are hungry. It's been a long day so far for you, and I really appreciate you coming out to get me, Jack.
Of course. I wouldn't. I mean, you would do the same for me, after all.
No.
Wow. That would not be the best time to say that. Hey, by the way.
Throw Brandon from the train.
I turn over and kind of whisper in Anissa's ear and say, have you ever noticed Franny to eat anything that's not meat?
I haven't really paid that much attention.
Maybe we ought to start.
Now, Jack does remember how well Anissa isn't noticing things. So.
Yeah, you raise a very fair point.
Oh, are there any food in the boxes?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No, you can't steal people's stuff.
There's some canned beans, some canned pork. Yep.
What is wrong with you people?
I'm sure our hobo has already improvised a little fire to cook those little cans on.
Oh, man.
Gotta set it out just right, not too big. Can't catch the car on fire, and you don't want the smoke to, you know, fester up the place. So, you know, we gotta keep it nice and low, just enough to heat the food.
All right, so after your dinner and some talking, Hobo, you know that train line is going to be pulling into station soon, and you want to get off well before the station. Otherwise, the rail bulls will have a time cracking your skulls for jumping on a train without tickets. And this isn't even a passenger train. This is a haul train. So.
See, this is where the real challenge comes in for train hopping. See, if you get on a train, well and good, so long as you don't fall under the wheels. The problem is, you got to jump from the train before we get too close to the station. If you're real lucky, they start slowing the train because of traffic or some other reason. Maybe the conductor's just overcautious, and you get nice and slow well before the station. But be that as it may, now we gotta just jump out those doors, tuck and roll, and hope there's not too many hard, pointy rocks down there. Hopefully they got the nice, smooth ones. They're the more comfortable.
Oh, this I've done before. I've done this before.
Hey, what? Why?
All right, everybody, give me rolls to jump off the train.
Climbing again, or...
For this one, no. No, it would not be climbing. Actually,
there's no jumping skill.
Yeah, let's see. Why don't everybody just give me a general ability roll on agility? Just give me an agility roll.
I have a
D10. Oh my gosh! Me and a high five in midair!
Yep, Sharon gets off just fine as well. And will somebody roll what did you say you had in agility?
D10.
D10. Somebody roll a D10.
Who's rolling?
Me.
Okay.
Good news.
Oops.
A two. Okay, you want to spend a Benny on that, or do you want to take that two and go head over to Easter?
No wild die on that, huh?
That is what wild die.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you roll the D6, too.
Oh, he did. He did.
Oh, he did. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he rolled a one on the wild die.
Yeah, I really shouldn't be rolling for you. I forget these things.
So do you want to have a bad fall there for Jack, or do you want to use a Benny this early?
I advise you to use a Benny.
How many Bennies do I got?
You start with three.
Three? I'll use a Benny.
All right. Someone else roll for him. Who's not me.
James,
roll for him.
Okay. This is a D10 skill I had.
There we go.
Seven. Still got a one on the wild die.
That's all right. Yeah. Got a seven. Everybody lands just fine. So you've got a small walk to get into Manchac. The sun is well up now. You're into early morning still. Probably 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning at this time. You're seeing a few lumberjacks that are heading off into the forests. Looks like they got a little bit of work going back again after the fire that raged through little bitty Manchac the last time you were here, which you had nothing to do with. Not at all.
Nothing whatsoever.
Right.
I appreciate it that you understand us so well, Bert.
All right. So you come walking into the town. You know that the town has one telephone. You figure the the newspaper won't be arriving until at least the afternoon or evening train that comes through here. You know, the two trains come through here during the day, one early, one later. So you just hit the early one. Other than that, people do have radios, though. So not exactly sure what's going to be announced, but these are the things that you have to look forward to. So you're going to make your way over to the fishing shack, which you're familiar with. All right. So in the meantime,
does the fishing shack have a radio?
No, it does not. You do know that actually the tent bar has been rebuilt, so that's open again. You do know that they had a radio set up there, and you know the one and only local store and post office, all in one, did have a radio as well. You don't recollect seeing too many other people having or hearing radios from the other houses in Manchac, as this is a fairly, you know, this is a very small town set up specifically to do resource mining from the bayous, logging, that sort of thing. Most of these people are not very wealthy.
Did the general store have radios for sale?
You don't know. Wasn't something that you were looking for at the time.
Darn.
Okay, so you're passing through town. Where do you want to head first? Do you want to go right to the fishing shack? You notice that everyone's pretty much already set up for the day. The tent bar is already open. Serving coffee this early, coffee and beans, and
absolutely.
General stores opened as well. So
yeah, so let's go include our fellow party member.
All right, so you go and pick up Mr. Figgs, who is kind of hiding out in the cabin, looking through the one lone window to see who's approaching.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Right. At least you're getting a unique experience, Figgs.
Mm-hmm. Figgs, we're going to say that you had one good night or of rest by this point.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm. So, we're in a bit of a dilemma here.
Yes, we are. Very big dilemma.
So...
Are we?
Yes! Because Franny might have just murdered a cop.
What? It was a cop she might have murdered?
What?
What are you talking about?
Well, you were driven away by a police officer, and then you woke up coated in blood.
That doesn't mean I murdered a cop.
Without the police officer.
But that doesn't mean I murdered a cop. That doesn't mean I murdered anything. Or anyone.
Either you butchered a cow...
You know, well, the situation's reversed, and I was woken up covered in blood after being taken in by the police. You know, nobody would doubt that I had murdered those police.
Yeah. If you woke up in the jail cell covered in the blood, it'd probably be your own. But, given you look healthy and hale, there's no cop, and there's no cows in New Orleans that I know of.
There's cows in New Orleans.
There. Not to be offensive, Mr. Nevada, but, you know, frankly, I'm better looking than you, and people would believe me more just because I'm so damn cute.
Well, now, aren't somebody here high and mighty?
Oh, my God.
That's true, though.
Just because I used to be quite the looker, I'll have you know. I just got punched in the face one too many times. Until I learned, you know, not to do that.
There's a meme that goes, you're not wrong. You're just an asshole.
Let me cut it real quick. Before Kailu left, Kailu does have some healing. I just rolled Kailu's healing score. Mm-hmm. So you do heal a wound level, Chris.
Okay.
So Kailu kind of bandaged you up and left you with some tea before she left.
That's with a raise.
No, it isn't with a raise because that's not factoring in. Right. Yeah. So it is successful, but not with a raise.
So we are in a little bit of a dire situation. Now, they're going to come looking for said cop sooner or later. And when he turns up missing, that ain't going to be good. But that's kind of a side issue to the main issue of...
That's a big side issue there.
Yeah, how can that be a side issue? What do you think?
Because they might not potentially have your name, Franny. They just might have a description.
Oh, there's no problem with Franny.
Yeah, see?
Chris, none at all.
So Mr. Figgs, on the other hand, is
rightly true. It's a big issue. Yeah.
So, now, we could try to take this thing head on and, you know, try to do some investigation on the covert side. Mr. Figgs, do you have any money?
What's there to investigate? We know who is at fault for this white slavery ring that they're trying to blame on me. What we need to do is find a way to bust it open so that everybody knows who is really responsible. I mean, I have the notes of the investigation that we did and who got the trucks and where they are and what happened. And I got the fire book of the building that doesn't show like the upper floors.
Mm-hmm. Which is all very, very circumstantial.
And what about going to the press about it?
Well, right now, you're the villain. So
because they say I am. Only because they say I am.
Yes, and the press...
If we can say that they're the villain and look at my beat and how I treated everybody there, they're not going to believe it.
I really am deeply, deeply impressed by your level of faith in humanity. Comma, these people own the press. So
we're up against the editor and publisher of the New Orleans Tribune? Is that what I'm hearing?
Kind of like the mayor's office is where I'm reckoning. I mean, maybe not the mayor's office, but almost that kind of height.
Nick, who's your friend?
I apologize. Is Nick the alias you're using, Jack? I can't keep these things straight. But Nevada, Flynn Nevada saddles up to Samuel Figgs and extends his hand, all bright-eyed and believing in him, even though he's apparently wanted for murder and slavery.
Oh my God! They look at each other, and their belief in each other creates this black hole of goodness.
Yeah, stick out my hand. Flynn Nevada.
Samuel Figgs. Hey, we're
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
No.
Well, hey. Don't worry. I don't care what those papers are going to say. I believe in you. Give them a slap on the shoulder.
And you should, for I am an honest police officer.
And he says that, and you believe that he's an honest police officer.
You know, I don't always believe everybody I meet, but you, I got a good feeling about you. It's good enough for me.
Now I get a little grin on my face.
By the way, you got a sandwich on you?
We're going to have some sandwiches real soon. We're going to have some food really, really soon.
I was promised sandwich futures.
Yes, you're promised sandwiches. You boys need to eat.
Yes. Unless we come to the newspaper with some very, very serious proof, I don't think it will be published.
Well, what about the girls that you took to the Houdon?
They're zombies.
And there's a possibility of them coming out of it and telling them what happened.
No.
Not for a while, probably.
The Hogun is going to have to do some pretty major battles to get back their souls. It will not be an easy or quick thing. And they're not going to remember anything of when they were down, neither. Your soul is kind of the thing that makes you walk and talk. Without it, you're just a walking meat bag, which is, you know, what these ladies experienced. So...
What he's trying to say is, with your soul, you're full of beans. Without your soul, you ain't got no beans.
Speaking of beans, you're smelling the absolute divine smell of cooking beans, of brown sugar, and slabs of bacon coming from outside.
Well, howdy. I haven't had bacon in, hog's age.
Here. Have $3. Go buy yourselves. Well, yeah, $3. Buy us all meals.
Mother have mercy, $3.
Yep. Actually, never mind. Let me do this, because you're not known to these people, and I am. So,
also, you're not known to be particularly good with money.
All right.
Jack.
Yep.
I hand him a $5.
Oh, thank Christ.
And I'm marking it off of my character sheet now.
Yep.
Yeah, because I do not have $24. $24.
You got $24?
Yes. I am not a hobo, so. And I have, I on the other hand, have an expensive addiction. that I had to beat.
Murder?
No.
Yeah, which is due for you having to do something about it sometime here soon.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be back. I might be a little bit drunk when I get back. I apologize about that. But
Jack, please don't get drunk, but bring back enough food for everyone.
Absolutely. You won't smell a breath of liquor on me, I guarantee.
All right, so you know from being here before that Moe basically makes up breakfast for all of the workers, and it's like nickel plates, you know. It's a plate piled high with baked beans, bacon, and bread for nickel. That's, you know, it just gets him some early business, cup of coffee, you go with it. If you actually want to get some supplies, Hiram's general store and post office is opened as well.
Yep. I'm going to break out my cherry wood. Mm-hmm. I'll do that after I buy my supplies. It's never good to buy supplies drunk.
No, Jack, please bring me back a bottle, please.
And this is kind of important. So I need to know who's moving around in public and who's not. So, Jack, you're going out to collect stuff. Is anyone going with Jack?
I am not.
Okay. I am not.
Anish, you won't come?
Yeah, well, as far as I know, I'm fine.
You and I are fine.
No one wants me for anything.
Yep.
Being put in the hokey just means 3 square meals a day. And, nobody wants Flynn, Nevada anyhow.
Also, Lynn, these type of people don't put you in the pokey. These type of people kill you.
Well, if you put it that way, them's fighting words.
Yes. These are the type of people who gun down innocent people. Innocent women and children in the middle of the street.
And they'll shoot us as well.
Normally I'd be skeptical about something like that, but I believe you, Jack.
So, Jack, where are you stopping first? So
I'm getting me food.
Okay. Yep, so you're stopping by Moe's. There's a line of lumberjacks, some of the late risers are grabbing some food real quick, scarfing it down, slopping down the coffee so they can get out to work. You join the line, Moe will hand you a plate.
I'm keeping an eye out for loose change.
Yes, I'm going to be listening to the radio.
He's got a radio playing. He doesn't have the news on. He likes listening to music. There's some country music playing.
Bluegrass.
Yep.
Anyways. All right. Well, I'm going to buy.
Mo remembers you. And he's like, hello. What were you known as here? Did you tell people your name was Jack here?
Yeah, I did tell my people.
Okay. Jack, nice to see you again, Jack.
I will. Mo, it's a pleasure. How are you doing this fine day?
Well, I got my tent back up and going. I lost a lot of stock during that fire, but it's all right. Yeah. I'm making a comeback, you know.
It sure enough seems it. I'm awful glad that things working out good for you. You're a good man.
He kind of nudges you in the side. Says, "There's one good thing about that fallout, though. That Temperance League ladies aren't bothering me anymore. They got better things to do with all the houses burned down."
Yeah, that is in fact a good thing. I reflect. Why the hell are we not at the LaGrange's? Why are we?
Because we only just got here.
Yeah. All right. So, Mo, you making any deliveries out to the LaGrange's?
Not me, but old Hiram at the store usually sends a good job that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Hiram. All right. Well, good seeing you, Mo. I appreciate the grub. And I'm going to buy enough for a couple friends. And
You just toss the nickels in the little can he's got there. You grab a few trays.
I will bring back food to the party. And I'll say, "Hey, guys, you remember that we saved the LaGrange's life not that long ago?"
Yeah.
No.
We should probably go and stay with them for a minute. And let dear old Chris here, I'm sorry, dear old Mr. Figgs here, heal up a bit. And, you know, let the news calm down a little bit.
Are you sure they haven't heard of the news yet?
The LaGrange's owe us good enough that if they turn us in, I kill every single one of them.
Oh, you Jack and murdering people.
Jack, you cannot murder people. like that.
No, I think he's has kind of a history of murdering people, so I know he can. Don't say he can't now. I've seen them do it, but they had it coming.
They're good people. They should not be murdered right off the bat like that.
Right.
Well, then they're not going to turn us in. Exactly. They got nothing to worry from Jack.
Exactly. And it's all going to work out fine.
Do not murder them.
I'm not going to murder them unless they turn us in. At which point in time they're going to deserve it.
I don't think the LaGranges will turn anybody in.
Exactly. Particularly not us, given that
they don't want that much investigation into their lives, so to speak.
Yes. Not only that, they owe us so large that they can never repay us in a million years. So therefore...
Just love how Jack talks it up in his own mind.
We literally saved their children.
So Sam, you got out here in the dark of the night. You and Kailu snuck in. You're pretty sure that nobody saw you coming in here, and you've been, you didn't have any lights on in the cabin, nothing lit, so you've been hiding out here. So you're fairly sure that no one in town has seen your face.
Yeah, because there's two points to raise. One, do they have a radio out there? And two, people know who we are, and that we'll be out of the LaGranges.
Right, but that's why we hide out at the LaGranges. We're not going to be announcing our presence.
Yeah, but Mo knows where we are, and if he hears on the radio and decides to... You see, the LaGranges won't tell the people where we are, but others may tell people where we are.
Right, but they're going to be looking for Figs, not us. So therefore...
Nobody knows that I'm here.
Yes. Thus, we hide out. We make sure that Figs is nice and hidden. And the LaGranges, he stays there, and then we can move on with our lives for a bit. And then we come back, let the press die down a little bit, and then we make our moves.
So do we want to get a radio for out there?
Yeah, probably. But we're going to want to buy it someplace else. We don't want to make it look suspicious.
There's nowhere else around here to buy one.
Well... That's why we know the bootlegger. We know a person who literally smuggles things for a living.
And can you get in touch with Kai at the moment?
We know other people who smuggle things for a living. She's not the only person that we know that smuggles for a living.
Name one other person.
That bloke what'd I do for him? I think I did him some kind of favor. I forgot.
Yeah, what him, was that? That guy.
That bloke.
I know Smug Sam. I call him Smug because he smuggles.
What was that dude's name? The guy that who was thrown in prison, and I let him know that Tucker was a spy or a traitor.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was a mafia member.
Yeah. You know the guy, sure. Getting a hold of him might be another thing.
Well, you know.
It's not like you guys traded phone numbers or anything.
Nah. The police haven't. Oh, yeah. I don't have my contact in the police anymore. Damn it.
Why don't I just go buy a radio?
Okay. You go buy a radio. Sure.
Okay, I'll go buy a radio. Well, you got change, don't you?
I don't have much money.
Wow, I just gave you a ton of money, so go buy a damn radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go buy a radio anyway.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so you head over to Hiram's General Store. Give me a notice roll.
Perfect. Hey, how'd that happen?
Hey, you actually passed it. Hiram's store was generally looks untouched by the fire. You know when you were last here that it looked like his roof got caught, but it didn't look like it got further than that. He's got a new roof on. The place looks really nice. He's out front sweeping the stoop like he normally is. And you catch a shiny new sheriff's badge pinned to his left breast. As you remember, police force took a hit last time you were here. A bunch of people got killed.
Just a little bit.
Looks like Hiram's the new sheriff.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Hiram tips his hat at you. Let's see if Hiram remembers you. You didn't talk much last time you were here.
No.
Oh, no, Hiram's good with faces. he nods at you and says, kind of just harumps under his breath a little bit. He's like, well, I recollect seeing you a bit back. You and your friends helped out the community. Remember that? You guys did help first aid people and such after the fire.
And we took on the guy single-handedly.
Yeah. It's like, well, figured your problems would have taken you out of town. Glad you came back. Hopefully problems didn't follow you. He kind of points down at his star. So the community elected me the sheriff here. Mm-hmm. After what happened to the last folks, understand my apprehension when new people come into town and, well, have a history of trouble. You wouldn't be bringing any of that trouble, would you, miss?
We don't want any trouble out here. You still selling things, or are you just a sheriff now?
Oh, no. I still got my day job. Go on in.
Okay.
Finish up here. Yeah, he's got nice, like, family-sized radios, but he's also got the little portable crystal radios you can get to. Those are pretty cheap.
Yep.
Any other supplies that you're looking for?
Yeah, I think we'll probably need some sort of something for a little longer term. And also some change of clothes and that, because we kind of just ran out here.
Yeah. Yep. you literally ran out here with the clothes on your back and the money in your pockets.
Yep.
That isn't how you normally travel?
No.
Yep. You can get simple work attire here. He has catalogs or fancier stuff, but most people don't buy that. So, he's got work coveralls, he's got some jeans, flannel, that sort of thing. Just everyday working attire.
Yep. I'll get a range of stuff for us. And the radio, of course.
Right. Yeah, as you're poking through there, he's looking at everything that you're laying out. He's like, oh, well, you staying somewhere? It's a fair amount of stuff. I can have it all sent over if you'd like.
No.
He generally doesn't look like he's prying. He's just like, that's a lot of stuff for such a little girl to carry, Anise is a tiny, often mistaken for a child, so.
Oh, we're just over the fishing shed at the moment, until we work some things out. Oh, we'll see we go. Enough, it's just enough. Across the way, so it's not too far.
You want to... He's looking at all the stuff. I mean, the stuff that you're getting implies a long stay. It's like, well, you want to, you can settle up now if you want, or, I can extend you a line of credit.
Oh,
you guys did some good help to the community last time you were here.
Yep.
Sure you're good for it?
Yeah, no, we'll settle up now to keep things, fair and square. We don't want any trouble with the sheriff on that account.
Yeah, he winks at you. So you have some food, some clothes. None of it's particularly high grade stuff. The radio's a little pricey.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you're looking at about $10.
Okay. Ding.
Yep.
Nevada just stares around in wonder at all the stuff he can't afford.
You're not there. It's just me.
Yeah. Yep. Just Denise.
Well, that doesn't change the math.
Yeah, the shack that you're in right now has a stove in it. The other thing you notice in the store is that he has kind of set up the sheriff's office in here. Like, there's one wall that has basically the wanted posters that the sheriff had on it. There is a little clipboard mounted to the wall where it's like you see wire transmissions are just kind of shoved on there over a spike. So he's running the sheriff's office out of his general store as well, right next to the post office in here, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
He's both sheriff, postmaster, and general store clerk.
So transmissions to
he has the three hats lined up on the wall. He just picks one down whenever he needs it.
So the sheriff, that would he'd be getting like Morse code transmissions or wire transmissions here, wouldn't he?
Yep. He's getting wire transmissions. You can see the setup back there.
Okay. What I'm going to do, and if I can take the advantage of it now, I will, but just so my intention is to basically pull the wire just so he doesn't actually get transmissions anymore. I don't think he's going to get so many wires he won't notice it for a while, so,
All right. Well, he's packing your stuff up, and you're looking over there, and since you mentioned it, you actually see that there's a bit of tape that had been rolled out that he hasn't pulled off, possibly hasn't noticed yet.
What do you mean by a bit of tape that hasn't been pulled off?
It's already been, it unspools kind of like ticker tape.
Right.
So there's a spool. Yeah. So there's,
okay. Right. Tape. Yeah. Now, I've got a lock picking or pickpocket, so let me know what you want.
Probably pickpocket. Pickpockets would work just fine.
Yeah. And I like to sort of just easily disable it. I mean, sure, he's probably going to find just think the wire fell out. Let's see how well I do, first of all. Spend a Benny.
All right. Benny spent. Go ahead. Reroll. Let's
spend a Benny.
Oh, no. Two down. All right.
The Benny monster has come.
Yep. Yay!
There we go. Not quite with the raise, but you got it. So you're able to neatly tear it off. He doesn't see it. You kind of with your foot, you kind of wrap it around the cord and you kind of tug. It comes out of the wall. Cord is fairly long, so you know you want to meet. No one will immediately notice it's unplugged.
So all right. Most likely going to give a little bit of a head start. So that's all right.
Cool. So yeah, he has loaded everything up into a little crate for you. And it's not all that heavy. It's like, yeah, just whenever you're done, if you can just throw the crate out front.
Okay, great. I was just saying,
whatever. No worry.
D4, right. Okay.
Yeah, you're fine. You can carry it.
I'll give it a little parcel for Dragon to carry in his teeth so he feels like he's helping to.
He's got the cans of tuna. Cool. All right. So you got a radio.
Yep.
I head back. It's got some batteries, but it also can plug in as well.
Does that dragon cat look just like a normal cat at this point? Yes, it
does. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Fierce little fellow, though. You can tell by just looking at him. It's got those dragon eyes, after all.
It seems to stare at you quite a bit.
I think he likes me.
So get back, start unpacking stuff, take a look at the ticker tape thing.
All right. I'm pretty sure that nobody has a special language skill to read these. So if anyone wants to just give me an untrained role.
What is this, like hobo language?
No, this is actually
Morse or something.
Code. Yeah, this is telegraphy code.
Luke had it.
just roll smarts minus two.
Yeah, D4 minus two. This is common enough that people might be able to pick it up.
So do you roll your stat minus two? Or?
Wow. Don't worry.
It's just a D4 minus two.
Obviously,
D6 for your wild
I picked up something along the way, clearly, about how to read.
Clearly you did.
Yep.
I got a 3 and a 3. Do they add together? Or?
No.
I got a 3.
Yep. So it looks like a niece has had some in the past, has maybe... learned a little bit about telegraphy, picked up some of the code.
That's obviously the influence for my grandfather.
Yep. This is something that I wanted to start doing. Just make a note somewhere that a niece has some familiarity with telegraphy code.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
And it's whenever you make an untrained roll and you happen to do really well on it with a raise, it's just going to be a background thing that shows up to give you a bonus the next time.
Actually,
it is the newest report. Officer Figgs is a fugitive from the law. It's just a small snippet that was probably released to all law enforcement branches within range. So it's not into a lot of detail, just gives his name, former sir. What is Officer Figgs' full name?
Samuel
Figgs.
Okay, Officer Samuel Figgs of the New Orleans PD is a fugitive from the law, suspected in white slavery and murder.
Well, you can get this framed, officer.
Did they include his middle initial and made it confusing?
They would have actually had your complete name. So if you've got a middle initial, some people don't during this era. So
some people
are named at the state they came from.
Some people can't afford a middle initial.
Words are expensive.
Samuel Edward Figgs.
Okay. Well, there we go. So, it's Samuel Edward Figgs is who's been sent out as. Looks like that actually came. It's got a timestamp, too. So that was actually really early this morning that went out to all of the local police departments. And apparently Hiram's little tent bar, or excuse me, Hiram's little convenience store or police station still is hooked up to the main system.
Okay. And yeah, so we've got a change of clothes, some food if we get somewhere, and oh, an radio.
Yep. You
and,
got a.
And if you want to frame this officer, it's about you.
Yeah, so you got some like Levi's, some work shirts, some overalls, you know, just good wearing clothing.
All right, so we're going to have to So we're going to have to get all this stuff delivered over to the LaGranges. And we're also going to have to kind of have Samuel. It's a couple mile march over there, Bert.
Yeah, you can definitely walk it. And this is not so much stuff that you couldn't divide it amongst you and Carrie.
Okay, so we're going to want to... I'll go ahead and head on over there just to kind of set the groundwork and set the ground floor. So that way they're not shocked out of their senses when we show up. And I get their approval to do this. So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's head you over there. So you're going just a little in advance of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Same scene you saw the last time where you were here. Two older men on the porch playing checkers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably Papa Abel and Uncle Moses out front. And they wave at you. They remember you just fine, especially with all the help that you gave to their son, Delmar, and the person that you know as Star.
Mm-hmm.
Or Rosemarie.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. So they invite you on over. It's early in the morning, but they've already got whiskey out.
Good for them. I approve. I will top my cap and say, well, there, Mr. Delmar, or Mrs. LaGrange, I find myself in a spot of trouble. Is there any way we could discuss matters privately?
Well, this is Abel and Moses out here. Delmar isn't around. They're like, well, nothing around but a family. You're welcome to sit down. Tell us what kind of trouble you're in. He pours you out some whiskey in a tumbler.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see now, got a good friend of mine. He's a good man. But he ran into trouble with the law. And
they just give you the uh-huh, like that happens a lot.
Yep. And we need a place that he can stay where folks, you know, won't turn him over to the police the moment they see him.
Well, give me a persuasion roll. You can do it at plus two.
All right. Persuady man.
And I'd be thinking Figs wouldn't actually want to move till tonight anyway if he's trying to get by without people noticing.
Yeah.
Well, say if we want to cause any trouble to come to my family and all here, but Delmar, he's on gone out to the city to be with his sister. Can be his her manager now. That boy of mine, never been good with money, but we wished him luck and all. But Delmar's old cottage is still out there. You're welcome to use it.
That'd be mighty. We might appreciate that now. So, yeah. Now, it is going to be important to my friend that you understand that what is said by these police officers ain't necessarily the God's honest truth, you understand? Because my friend...
Yeah, well, Papa Abel and Uncle Moses both shrug and says, ain't neither of us read. You don't get much news out here. Ma listens to the radio some, but... says, ain't no worry. You did our family some good. Helped old Delmar and got us back with our Rosemarie. I ain't gonna doubt your word, son. You take over Delmar's cabin there. You need anything, let us know. And if anybody comes asking, well...
You ain't never seen us, and we will make sure that your hospitality is reciprocated.
Yeah, they don't think anything of it. They go back to playing the checkers, and they point out, that's Delmar's down there.
Yep.
He says, ain't no key on the door, but you can. There's a bar on the other side, so you can lock yourselves in. You poke around there, I believe he's got a cellar. Delmar liked to sneak out of here a few times, so I'm sure he's got some back way out of there.
Well, that is good news indeed. So I guess we will go ahead and set ourselves up.
All right, so you're going to move out during the day or you're going to wait for the night?
Night. Now, absolutely. Granted,
the clothing that you got for everybody makes you all look like just any of the other loggers out here. So it is unlikely anyone will notice Figs in those clothing. But he's still pretty badly banged up, so somebody might recognize that there was a wounded guy out here.
No, I don't even want them to know that Delmar's is occupied.
Wait till nighttime.
Sure.
Is there like some black cloth available at the general store?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, can we pick up a few bolts of it?
Yeah, that's fine. Couple of bolts, call it a dollar.
Yeah, I'll pay for that. Mm-hmm. Just rig them up as basically blackout curtains. Right,
and just to keep track of things, since you said it, Franny has also now been noted by the sheriff.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay. All right.
Oh, no.
Franny has been noted by the sheriff before, so.
Well, but.
Nope, too late.
It's too late.
As before, Hiram is actually, he's very concerned about your condition because you look like you've taken a tumble into a pit of pig's will, he says. And he liked you last time you were here. So he's very concerned over your condition, making sure you're okay. And he's like, I wish I had a better assortment here, but why don't you take this dress, Miss Franny? I think you look really nice in this dress.
Oh, really? I appreciate that.
It's just a country homespun, but it's better than the jeans and laborer shirt that you're wearing now.
Okay, I will take it. I'll flash in my best smile, and I'll say I'll make sure to wear it because I guess you'll appreciate it.
All right, so you guys make it out of town over the cover of the night. Not hard to do because, hardworking, hard drinking bunch of people that live here. So once everybody knocks off for the day, they're deep into their cups, easy enough to get out. So you are holed up in Delmar's. Everybody give me investigation rolls if you want to poke around Delmar's place.
Absolutely, I do. My, no, of course.
How much time was before they...
all day. Over? All day. I mean, you guys stayed in the cabin until nightfall, and you got.
Well, there's no reason for the hobo to stay there. He could have looked for a hobo fight.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're not going to get any takers in that because everyone is working during the day. Unless.
Wow. Okay, that's better than I was expecting.
You rolled the wrong skill, Sharon.
So this is notice.
Notice.
This is investigate.
Investigate. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not intimidate. They are right next to each other, though, so it's easy to click on the wrong one.
Does Flynn have any investigate?
He does not, but also the description I read included, research.
Yeah, that's the difference. Notice is just casually observing something. Investigation is like tossing things around and really looking in depth, and that's what they're doing here.
Nope. He's respectful.
Ooh. All right.
Nice.
Ah, good. Good job, training.
Oh, actually, you succeeded. So who else succeeded here? Our hobo did. Anyone else?
Figs did.
Figs did. Yep. All right. So Flynn and Figs, you both noticed. Okay, so the cabin has wood-burning stove for both heat and cooking on. Delmar has two beds here, actually quite well maintained. There's a mattress in good condition, etc. He's got some clothes he's left in a wardrobe here, some extra boots. And in the back, you find what looks to be a root cellar. And when you guys go down, sure enough, that's what it's been used for. It's got some preserves in cans, some bags of potatoes, but Delmar got enterprising at some point, and you find behind the shelf of canned goods, and he built it onto like a swinging hinge, is a passageway that he's dug out going to the east of the farm, going in that direction.
Franny's going to use some time to use the black cloth she picked up at the general store to make it's basically blackout curtains. So from the outside, it looks like this cabin is unoccupied.
Okay, yeah, good enough. There's a couple of windows. There's one in the kitchen. Get the airflow through there when you're cooking, and there's one on the front porch, so you can black those out just fine. Good thought.
Mm-hmm. I would like to follow the tunnel.
Oh, I almost forgot. Other thing of interest. He has two shotguns with a couple of boxes of ammunition in here.
Oh, yeah.
Shotguns.
You mean he had two shotguns.
Yeah, they're gone now.
Why are you taking that man's shotguns? You should put those back.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, Chris, what did you say there?
I was going to follow the passage.
Go into the passage a little bit. It gets dark after a few feet, but you find that he's hung a lantern on the wall there, which you're able to get lit. And looks like the tunnel goes a fair distance. You want to walk the whole length of it?
Yes, I would.
All right. So while everybody else is getting settled in, Officer Figgs, you're going to take a nice little 20-minute walk. He was quite enterprising. Looks like Mr. Delmar actually might have worked in the mines because he has reinforced the ceilings here to make sure that nothing falls down. He's done a good job. Every so often, there's a lantern hanging in case one goes out. And eventually, you come to the end, and it looks like this is a little escape portal out to the swamp. And there's even a boat tied up out here.
Nice.
Very nice.
All right. Turn around and go back.
So like 10 minutes down, 10 minutes back. So 20 minutes of wandering down there. It's just a straight shot out to the swamps.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you have secured yourself a relative place of safety. You got your radio hooked up. And actually, has people been listening to the radio through the day?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
In which case, then, yes, that is like the top news coming coming down is white slave ring being busted. Officer Samuel Figgs is wanted in relation to that, but also in relation to murder, as he's found that there was a body of a young girl found in his home. Investigation so far on the news is saying that he must have been the leader of a large group. They found some other officers dead. They figure Mr. Figgs was trying to quiet people that might have ratted on him. Actually, Sam, unfortunately, some of the officers are naming were guys that you liked. They were found dead in their homes. One of them even had his family killed.
Not good.
I mean, that just increases the people that I'm going to have to revenge myself upon.
Right. There's also in a smaller story tacked on, possibly related, is that there's an officer missing that was on the scene at the time that was taking a suspect in. The suspect and officer are missing, and they've only got a description of it being a woman in her early 20s. White. That's about it.
Well, that could be anybody.
Wasn't me. Wasn't there.
Yeah. So Franny, I really wish that you had said something like that, because we probably should have tossed that car and seen if you've left anything.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Ah, okay. Here's where we're going to have something fun. I'm going to make you do a control test against your Manitou. Now that he's bringing up some subjects, he's bringing up this idea about a car, that might flash a memory for you.
Franny's usually been pretty good at that sort of thing. Controlling your Manitou. When she's
away. It is a spirit test. It is at a minus one.
Okay.
That's with a minus one?
Yeah.
Yep. You remember, like in a black and white, like as if you watched this in a black and white movie, you remember a police car rolling off an embankment going into the river, or actually into the ocean. And it just like, again, it's like the memory is almost like a movie. And you're focusing in on the driver's side seat, and there's an officer there. His hands are tied to the steering wheel. He's already dead. It looks like chunks have been torn out of him. He's missing one of his eyes. But, like you're having this flashback of this police car going over a ledge into the ocean.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Hands tied?
Yep. As to weigh the body down with the car so it doesn't go floating away.
Wow. And I don't remember anything before that or after.
You don't even know if this was the officer or the car. It's just this memory flashes when he's saying, oh, we should check for the car. And just this memory piles up.
Ooh, this is not good.
Do you want to share that with the class?
Actually, no.
Oh.
I don't think it's worth sharing with the class yet.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I might share it with Jack, but I'm not sure. Sure, I'll share it with everyone.
All right.
I might reach it with Jack as a possible concern.
All right. This is the point where you, the players, you guys need to figure out what you're going to do about things. So,
roads going forward. Either we go to the pool estate and first option A. We could actually hide out here for a couple weeks and then go and see if there's anything on floor 6 of that part, of that place. We got to floor 5, but we didn't get to floor 6.
I think we should hide out here for a couple.
We did. For a couple of days. Kailu had a poke around floor 6 and blah, what she found.
Oh, I don't recall what she found.
Floor 4 we never had a look at. Floor 6, from what I remember, was just like offices and stuff. It wasn't actually exciting. I mean, admittedly, we didn't investigate the entire floor, but from what the brief thing we saw, it wasn't that exciting. Mm-hmm.
I do think we should hide out here for at least a couple of days to let everybody rest up and, like...
Yes. Mr. Figgs needs to no longer be in a bloody state of mess. So...
Yes.
Well, the sheriff is probably going to come out and have a chat with us at some point soon. He's not that stupid. He is pretty stupid, though.
No one is that stupid. Well, hopefully he doesn't know that we're here. So.
Hence the blackout blinds and everybody keeping low. Like, pretty much stay inside if you don't need to go outside.
Because of all the visitors the rangers get?
It doesn't matter. Just stay inside if you don't need to go outside.
We showed up in the middle of the night. We didn't show up at a normal hour. But, so there's that.
And we did show up with some of our own food, so it's not going to look like we're not going to have to send somebody out to go get extra food. We have enough food for right now, for at least a couple days.
And the LaGranges can supply us some food. We'll buy some stuff off of them. There's the pool residents. We could, because they're the ringleaders, we could show up to their house and be like, hey, we're here to, you know, make you pay for all the horrible stuff that you've done. Make your peace with your whatever god you believe in. Although that's going...
That's going to get met with a shotgun, personally, but...
Well, yes. I mean, that will end up with a lot of people dying. No. I mean, kind of is what it is at this point in time. There's no... The only option that does not lead to bodies is the we just leave. Which I do not think is an acceptable solution.
Even if we do leave, it's going to end up with body count. So,
well,
where are we leaving?
We could just go to another city. I mean, y'all could, anyways.
There's no reason reason I couldn't go back to New Orleans right now. I only just came out here because that's where everyone said I should to come, rather than because I wanted to. I got stuff happening. I got my rest of my people in New Orleans. Why would I want to leave?
You raised a very fair point. Well, Figgs can leave. I mean, but I don't want to abandon the people of New Orleans to a bunch of zombie white flame runners mortals.
And I don't think Figgs can really leave because that's, actually white slavery is a federal offense, so that's a nationwide bulletin. So, right.
They don't. He doesn't have to use the name Figgs. Figgs.
No, but his fate is likeness and figure will be out everywhere. So, I don't think Figgs leaving is. I think Figgs should actually stay put now because if we can make people think that he left, they'll be looking elsewhere.
Yeah, I can tell you from personal experience that cops might not pay as much attention to bulletins as you think they do. So,
I know, but I see cops pay a lot of attention to bulletins.
So, Peanut Guy, we know where he is around. We know who his boss is. We can, find him and, convince him to give us the information that we need. And then we have this lieutenant who is apparently in charge, who is taking orders from Mrs. Poole. He shouldn't be such a hard target if we can get him alone and we need to, discuss things with him in a friendly manner, in a friendly and frank manner.
If we want to try and take a somewhat minimalist yet most proactive approach to this. We let Figs heal up here. Well, some of us can go back to the city, but we let Figs heal up here, and then we somehow disguise him so he can get back into the city and poke around. Because I'm sure you do. You want to poke around, don't you, Figs? Solve it all.
I want justice.
Yeah. Well, you're not with that face. You're not going to get it. So yeah, if we simply disguise, if we can get, do we know how to disguise you? Probably. I mean, we know people in the business, don't we, Franny?
Yes, we do. We can get some people.
Yeah. As a just as a system thing, Figs doesn't have a charisma bonus, so he is completely average looking, very forgettable.
Yeah. Okay. But
there's a difference between completely forgettable and the police actively looking for him.
Yeah, we can make. I'm thinking that with my showbiz connections, possibly I can get a makeup artist or somebody to disguise him a little better.
I mean, maybe. There's someone you trust that much?
It's a possibility. Even it's up to God.
Even if we kind of get the supplies ourselves, we might be able to do something toward it with our own. If we don't want to trust
Yeah, I just don't trust anybody that much. So, yeah, we should probably. But anyways, yeah, let Figs heal up a little bit. We can do some poking around in the meantime, see if we can't find this peanut guy. Or, you know, kind of do some surveillance on this lieutenant and find some further information out about him. Like, I have contacts at the Continental Op. I could go over to the Continental Op and say, hey, this guy, you know, I have some friends over there.
And just because it's been a while since we played, I'm also going to remind you that there is something else going on that could be detrimental to the city. Some kind of ritual that's being performed with ritual sacrifice that's going on as well. Yes.
Those guys! Yeah! That's a whole separate brand of assholes we have.
Whose was it?
Basically, there are guys who got some books into Budan and are burning down certain places that are associated with the city's kind of memory, collective memory, or points of strong and emotional ties.
They're total bulls in a china shop, and they're just destroying everything just for the sake of destroying, and maybe not that.
Them sounds like serious ne'er-do-wells. Maybe I should go have a talk with these gentlemen.
Yeah.
The gentlemen is the right word.
Yeah, we will have to have a talk with them, but Fix, we gotta get you healed up. You spend so much time hurt.
Yeah, I have.
They're not gentlemen, they're cads.
What's need to do?
I'm sorry, Mr. Nevada. You are much more of a gentleman than these people are.
What's need to do is
of course, my mama raised me right.
What we need is to get Fix to learn body warping of Golgoroth. We'll possibly even consume likeness, and we'll be fine.
Yes, the consume likeness, absolutely. Yeah. All right, and that's why we have the hobo here.
Exactly. We can do that.
This is a hobo. You did.
We can do that, can't we, Bert?
Yeah.
With the right textbook, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so, we can do some further poking around and kind of... I guess Figs can do things. I mean, the only way he's going to get a healing bonus, metagame, is by sitting in a hospital.
Yeah.
No, every 5 days he'll heal.
Okay.
But does he need to be, does he have to risk for that, or can he be active, how active, blah, blah, blah?
He can be active, just not incredibly active. Like, he can go around and talk to people. You just don't want to do anything too strenuous.
Yeah,
about the only thing I'll be doing... About the only thing I'd be doing is going through the passage to the swamp and shooting at things.
Well, we're going to, I mean...
You know what we have to do? We have to get him in drag.
Yeah.
That's where we're going to end up. We're going to end up with him in drag. Let's just jump straight to that.
It's not drag. It's a kilt. Please, get it straight.
Oh, gosh, no. All right, so, Let Figs kind of heal up, but at the same time, he'll be joining us very shortly on our adventures. So, Figs, this is kind of, I think this really should be your call, because you're going to be the one who is most horribly affected.
I say, let me stay here and heal up. You guys go into the city, do the reconnaissance for the pool house and the the one police officer and the peanut guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm healed, I sneak back in there and get justice.
Sam, can I ask you to do me a bit of a favor? I got the blackout blinds so that it doesn't, so that light doesn't escape from this cabin, so it looks like it's deserted most of the time.
Yes.
Can you work on strengthening it and getting some hard points on? You know, it strengthen the defenses so that if something comes up and we have to fall back to this place, it's a little more defended than it looks.
I'll do what I can.
Looking over things, if you wanted to try and disguise Figs, I think I would allow you guys to use your performance roles simply because you do stage performance, and so you know a little bit about how to use makeup to disguise features and what wigs will do and what, you know, the right clothing will do.
I definitely know about wigs.
Yep.
Yeah. You're watching Franny, like, grin to the next universe.
Yeah, one problem is that if we go to the city and start investigating this stuff while Fig stays here, then Chris is out of the party.
Right. That's why we're going to bring him along.
What I was going to do is, like, you guys, we're going to do some legwork, is what it sounded like, to get some information on things.
Mm-hmm.
We could just simply do that as a few rolls, and then, you know, 5 days later, Fig will have killed some, and he can meet you back in town, or he can come along with you, whichever way you want to do it.
Yeah,
but we'll just move time along by a few days. What I'm getting at.
But if as long as it doesn't screw us on certain other plots, you're trying to get us to deal with the bit.
Yeah,
that'll work.
So we should we make performance rolls to see how well we can camouflage this hut as a fallback place? And for
it won't be performance for that. I mean, that's going to take a bit of engineering. We're going to have crafting to reinforce the hut. If you want to make a performance roll to see what you can do about making Figs look less like Figs, certainly you can do that.
Break his nose, hobo man.
No, actually, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Break his nose. Do you want me to support, or do we do separate rolls?
You can just support. That's fine.
Okay, I would like folks to support if possible.
I've got performance.
Anyone else have performance that's like stage performance?
It's a plus one, I think. Yeah, it's a plus one.
I have spell casting.
Nah. That's not unless you've got a spell that will change his physical appearance, in which case that would work.
No. I have consumed form.
I'm going to spend a penny on that.
All right, sure. Yeah, we're coming to the end of the session, so that's fine. Go ahead.
I can't spend. Yeah. I've got one penny left, but I've got a plus one already.
I'm just trying to get to it, and sorry.
So, hobo man.
Yes, murder man.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think...
I'm going to spend another Benny on that.
Well, that would be a success with the plus one from Jameis.
So how much?
It's up to you. We're coming towards the end of the session.
And you can't do worse. So even if you rolled worse, you'll still have the success. So if you wanted to do...
Yes. Yeah, I'm still going to spend one last Benny on it.
Disguise is a power.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is power.
Yeah.
But I do not have the power points to be doing that kind of shenanigans.
I don't know if I could take it. Even
oh, wow. There we go. That was worth it. Success with a raise. Yeah. Actually, Figs is very easy to work with. He has just a very average build, average face. There's not a lot of distinguishing characteristics about him. So what you do is you make a few distinguishing characteristics. You would be very hard-pressed to know that this was your friend Figs once you're done. A little bit of use of makeup. You do give him a haircut. Different clothes, and this looks like a very different man.
Problem is, you can't take the honesty out of his eyes.
Yeah, I know.
The eye patch will take it out of at least one eye.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. So, hobo man, here's a sandwich. Just for you.
I've been waiting for this.
Is it Italian? Is it a Cuban? Or is it what?
Oh, it's bologna.
It's definitely pork.
Yeah,
the LaGrange place, and they're pig farmers. So,
Pork. So it's an early version of the Cuban.
There you go. It's pressed because someone sat on it.
Oh, wow. The LaGranges have a panini press. Awesome.
Yeah, it's called Ma LaGrange.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, now too full to speak.
All right, so let's hash out things a little bit more specifically. So your plan is you're going to go back into the city with a now disguised Mr. Figgs. You'll use this as a fallback location if you need it. Did anyone want to make a craft roll to see if they could reinforce Delmar's shack a bit?
I asked Sam to do it.
Sam, you got any crafting?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah. Well, you can roll me. Yeah, you can roll me a D4 minus two.
You don't know I don't unskilled. Have crafting.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. If you think you have some crafting, you can give me a roll.
If you think you,
it have. Might be a thing that a hobo would have because you do odd work here and there.
Mm-hmm. And you do have pennies. And you have got pennies.
Oh, nice. Is that right?
No.
It's only a success. Nice. Right. It's a success.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, success.
Oh, never mind. I'll leave my crafting ability nebulous.
Sure. Delmar's place is actually pretty well built. The big thing is reinforcing the door, which you're able to do by getting some wood out from the swamp. Otherwise, you know, better disguising the entrance to the swamp tunnel is something that you think would be worthwhile. Because if someone did come in here, you could all hide in there. Just making it a little harder to find is something that you could do.
Sounds good.
Yep.
That sounds like something I would do.
You can put some internal shutters on the windows so if someone breaks the glass, they can't just come through the windows. You get some wood to make shutters for that. I'm sure you can do that. So you do the best that you can with what you got.
So we've effectively made this place look abandoned, but also hardened.
Yeah, you made the place look like it's not being used, which would fit with the LaGrange is saying, you know, hey, Delmar's gone on. His place isn't used right now. So that code would kind of fit with that just fine. Of course, using the stove would give you away if you're trying to cook stuff in there. But other than that, everything looks good.
Looks like we're all having French picnics.
Okay. So when we pick up, you guys are going to head back into town. What are the first things that you're wanting to try and do? You've got a disguise Figgs that can move about, very convincing disguise. Steven, if you're wanting to continue to join us, you're welcome to. And you would just go ahead and level up your character after this. Give him some things that you'd like him to have.
Yeah. So I did. I was told 8 advancements, so I'm trying to figure it out, I think.
And just remember that it's at each level that you can raise your attributes. You can't raise your attributes every time. Mm-hmm. So you're starting off at novice, and then as you go up in the ranks, so for each rank you have the ability, you can raise one of your stats once. One stat, one time per rank.
Yeah. And I undoubtedly did it wrong. But we'll fix that in post.
Yep.
Yeah, we can fix that later. You can become a murder hobo, and I can become a hobo. So that way our characters can be interchangeable.
Actually, I think everyone in this campaign is a kind of a murder hobo.
Hey.
Anise hasn't murdered anyone.
Neither has the actual hobo, so, nah.
Murdered the heck out of that sandwich.
You know.
That's it.
All right.
I'm sorry. Murdered dilettante.
Even the honorable Mr. Figgs has murdered several people at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Franny has murdered a couple of people at this point.
Yeah. Those are just the ones she knows about.
Now, there's a distinction to be made. It's not murder if they had it coming.
It's not.
That is true.
I don't think that Jack has ever murdered anyone. Then
yes,
they
no,
all had it coming.
Every single person I've ever killed definitely had it coming to them.
That's how Flynn Nevada relates to Jack, because Jack only kills people that have it coming to him.
Yes, absolutely.
Living on the rails, you know, some people just need to be put down.
Yep,
they're vicious.
Jack only. I know one thing. Jack murders people, but when I hide behind him and put them between them and me.
All right, some things that I need to know for next session. Are you going to let any amount of time pass before you head back? Are you going to let things cool down, or are you going to head back the next day?
I Mm. I'm planning on heading back the next day. We've got to close some of these loops.
We can't let things simmer too long. So I'm thinking the next day, just enough to get everybody some rest.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, Fergus needs a couple of days before he gets his next healing roll, as it were.
Yeah, 5 days. 5 days. But he can still travel. He can't do anything particularly strenuous.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. How particularly hurt is he?
What are you, two wounds now?
Two wounds now.
So two practically wounds. Dead.
And yeah, he has maybe one arm that's broke.
No, actually, the arm is fine. That was the last wound, got the arm break, and that one was fixed. Yeah.
Okay, so he just has to figure it D4.
All right, so then I'm good with waiting for a week if everyone else agrees to it.
Well, we can do legwork that was saying in a couple of days that we have to wait for him to get another.
Yeah. If the things you were going to do is like try and track down information, we can just make the rolls and then just, okay, this is how many days it takes. This is what you got. Yeah. And now Mr. Figgs has rejoined you. I'm fine with doing that.
Yeah.
Yes, that is what I would prefer to have.
Yeah, same here.
Got to pull him back up so we can tear him down again.
Yep.
Yeah,
as we have done the entire campaign.
All right. Okay, we will call it there then, and then in the news group, if you guys wouldn't mind telling me, those that are going back to the city ahead of Figgs, what it is you're trying to track down information-wise, just so that we don't have to play through that at the beginning of the next session, and we can just make the rolls and say, okay, here's what you find.
Nick, can you tell us what we're going to be doing next time?
Absolutely.
Well, I think individually you guys have different things also you wanted to look into. Well, for instance, Anise, I know you want you're wanting to look in on the girls probably.
Yeah.
And there's some new people at the prison that have been locally or recently brought in you might want to check on.
I'm still gonna worry about Norton, do I?
Maybe. Who knows? Franny, even though they didn't release but a very bare description of you, you don't know if that, you know, who knows? They may actually know exactly who you are and just didn't release it out.
That's why I'm staying in like Flynn behind blackout curtains. I'll take care of Officer
Flynn. I'm not staying in.
Okay, Franny, if you want to stay behind with Samuel for those 5 days, that's fine. You can do that. You can lay low.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going to lay low with Officer Figgs.
Okay. So there are things that people can be checking into.
I still owe that kid. He paid me like a dime.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I actually found, I would have found that girl for him.
Yeah.
If she was still alive.
You just got to let him know what happened.
Is she still alive and around?
Yes. Did I find her? Yes, you did find her. She was one of the girls that you just dropped off with the Hogan at the Crossways.
She was there.
Yep. So she may be savable, she may not. So you probably want to check in on the Hogan too to see how things are going with that.
Look, man, I owe him two major favors. And that's not the type of guy.
Oh, he owns you, man. He's gonna own.
Yeah, that's not the type of guy you just won't drop in on. Yep. You want him to have to find you.
Mm-hmm. So Richard may be out for a bit. I'm not sure when he's coming back, but again, Steven, you're welcome to join us when you're able to. Jobs permitting, of course.
Hobo Steve is a Richard replacement.
Yes. A better model all around.
How much XP? One? Two? Maybe? One.
Let's see. You found a base of operations. You managed to not get yourself spread around, or at least Officer Figgs not seen. Franny may or may not be a problem. You don't know. But it's worth two experience.
Cool.
Yay.
Nice.
One off a level. All right.
So that puts us on 49?
No, 52.
Oh.
50.
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay. You missed, and you're not very good at keeping track.
No, I never have been.
Yes, I did miss. So
everyone's at the same number of points. So okay. That means, Steven, you are 52 points.
So that means you have 10 advances.
Yes. Yeah.
And I also found out I had a skill that I had. I went over my character sheet and I found I had swimming at D10.
At D10? Why would you have that much swimming?
I don't know why.
He's a fish.
Yeah.
And also,
You're secretly a murder fish person?
And also for our niece, remember, as far as like reading telegraphs, you are no longer the -2 penalty. I've noted somewhere in your background.
Yeah. Well, that's my great-grandfather, so, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Luke was the telegraph person, so...
I look deep into dragons. I can't find out what the hell's going on.
Nice.
So would my wound drop down to 1?
When we start up next, you would make them all. Yeah, might as well go ahead and do it now. Go ahead and make a bigger roll. You can spend chips on it. You didn't spend any yet, so you still have 3 chips. Success is 1 wound gone. Success with race, 2 wounds gone.
You are at minus two
total for the 2 wounds that you have.
So just roll basically how many chips you've got.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You're at -2, so it's a 7.
Yep, it's a 7.
No, that has a 2 in it, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah, 2.
Yeah, it does. It does have the -2.
Okay, cool. You're good.
After the race, you're good. After 5 days, you feel much better.
All right, so I'm down to 1 wound.
You're down to no wounds. You had 2 wounds left, right?
Okay.
So success with a raise gets rid of 2 wounds.
And your vigor raises back up to what, a D8 you had in vigor?
Yeah, it goes back up to the original score.
It's actually because my cooking is so damn good.
Yeah.
The chicken soup was turbo.
Nah, bad luck for podcasts, but good luck for Chris's rolls. Cloud.
More great yes, you can be found at his website.
I appreciate that, man. All right, well.
If you enjoy the show,
all right, guys. Sorry it took so long to get started, but we got something
software that we use and other information at our homepage.
All right, well, say goodbye to the audience.
Goodbye,
M-A-G-I-K. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.